Siddur Snippets is generously sponsored by the Saka family, by Yelad Avraham Forman for Refuah Shlema, Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda, and we are at the conclusion, the very last bracha of the Amida, the 19th bracha, the bracha of Shalom. We said, V'tov be'inecha levarach es amcha Yisrael, chol yisu b'chol shal b'shlamecha. We want a Shalom, we long for, we ask for a peace that is tov be'inecha, that's good in your eyes. Every day we hear about, ot, there's going to be peace. They're negotiating, they spoke, it's going to happen, there's a plan, it's on the sidelines. All those peace leave the Jewish people in Israel in pieces. We long for a peace that's tov be'inecha. We're longing for a shalom that is authentic and genuine and real and lasting, and that meets that criteria of the tov be'inecha, it's good in Hashem's eyes. And we sign off this bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, blessed is Hashem, who blesses His people, the Jewish people, with peace. And as we began from the Shibboleth HaLeket, these words were authored by the Malachim when the Jewish people first entered the land. We conquered and we inhabited the land, and they observed the Torah, the prophecy and the promise of the Torah coming true, that we entered the land and we had peace. They said this bracha, Mevarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom. So firstly, it's interesting, some have the custom, some have the minhag. It's a big machlokes, that Aseres Yimei Tshuva to say Oseh HaShalom rather than HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom. That is not the BRS minhag. Our minhag, like the Gra, is HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, not to switch to Oseh HaShalom. But where does that come from? So there are Svarim that bring down from the Arizal that the gematria of Oseh HaShalom is the same gematria of the Malach who is put in place to judge us and advocate for us, and therefore to invoke that advocacy, we end the bracha differently, using a gematria, the same numerical value, to be able to use his name. But as I said, that's not our minhag. Our minhag is HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom. We continue that Hashem is the one who blesses his people Israel with peace. It's interesting, Rav Chaim Friedlander, the great Mashgiach Sifsei Chaim, points out that this bracha is in the present tense. It doesn't say who blessed his people with peace or he will bless. It says HaMevarech, in the present tense, he blesses. And the reason is, says the Sifsei Chaim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly bringing peace, even when it feels like it's war or conflict, even when it feels like tension or hardship. It's all part of Hashem's master plan. Gemara says in Megillah, Melchama Nama Yischalta the Geula. Even war can be the beginning. It can precipitate, it stimulates peace. Melchama Nama Yischalta the Geula, it brings redemption. So even in our experiences, sometimes they feel very difficult or hard, but that's part of Hashem's process as well. HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael, in the present tense, He is bringing. We look and we say, peace? Where's peace? The Houthis, more attacks in both directions, more problems, more people declaring a fantasy, a make-believe state. Where's the peace? Even with that, we have to know that underneath it and behind it, HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael. In the present tense, there is a master plan, and He is working on it. The Etz Yosef writes that the word, we end the bracha shalom, as we said, this is the Kli Machzik bracha, it's the ultimate hope and wish. So all the brachas that we said, all earlier 18 brachas in the Amida, in order for them to have a vessel to hold them, in order for them to be chal, in order for us to be able to experience them, to receive them, they need a basket. That vessel, Ein Kli Machzik bracha Ela HaShalom. So therefore we end the Amida, we end our whole stand, our whole tefillah, where we're Omed Lefnei HaMelech, with shalom, so that they can all be chal, so there's something to collect them. He says that Etz Yosef shalom is the last word of the Amida, because the Amida is in place of korbanos. We know, according to one opinion, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov tiknum, the other is, it follows the avoda, it follows the sacrifices. And just like the Kohanim would give their birchas Kohanim, which end with the word shalom at the conclusion of their avoda, so too at the end of our avoda, which is our Amida, we end it with shalom, reminiscent, invoking that same hope and that same bracha. Etz Yosef also says the word shalom appears four times in this paragraph. And those four times correspond with the Dalet Golios, the four exiles. Each exile we need a peace from. We're in the fourth and final exile, and we long for. That's why it's bashalom, the fourth time we use shalom. Bashalom is that we're longing for the ultimate peace, for the conclusive peace, for a peace that shalom and shalem, in which we can be whole and complete in everlasting peace, speedily in Mirtz Hashem, in our day. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, L'fisha uva midas ha-shalom Tiknilon Anshay Knesset Agdola Chasimas Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei B'Midas HaShalom. The word that we leave with, the word that we savor in our mouth, the taste that lasts from each Amida, is that hope for Shalom, because that is our ultimate tefillah and our ultimate bracha. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to see it, to experience it speedily in our day.